Welcome to the Smarticle Podcast, where we take a good article and make it gooder.
Here's my challenge to you, Brandon, on God Talk Friday. Here it is. You ready?
Oh, a challenge. Yes, I'm ready.
My challenge is this. Let's just pretend, for some crazy reason, that Richard Rohr is actually listening to this God Talk Friday.
Oh,
so maybe you wouldn't use the bad words that you normally do, the references you normally make.
I don't think Richard would care.
Let's just pretend he's listening. Maybe you clean up your act a little bit.
I will not. I did bleep myself, by the way. I did bleep myself last week.
You did.
I had a swear word and I bleeped myself.
Well, it is Friday. You know, my mom is listening. Maybe that will help you. But whatever the case is,
yeah,
it's God Talk Friday on Smarticle. So definitely need our 5 seconds of silence. Brought to you by Brandon. Okay, Brandon, you ready? Richard's listening.
I'm ready. Let's do this.
Father Rohr is listening.
All right, Father Rohr, let's do this.
And God is listening too, Brandon.
I definitely know God's listening, okay. For sure.
I don't think he listens. There's 2 million podcasts to choose from.
He or she or they?
There's 2 million podcasts. I don't believe God has time to listen to ours, Brandon.
I believe God is in all things at once. Okay. So God can
listen to 2 million podcasts simultaneously.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy to think that if that was true, like that if God could listen to he knows every single thing that happens everywhere, she, it, they, that they can do that all at once. That's kind of crazy to think.
I would just say, just listen to Smartless, God, and you could avoid ours, but just listen to Smartless.
I disagree. I think Smartless is not as great as Larry says, but sure, go ahead.
Our good friends at the Center for Action and Contemplation, Richard Rohr's outfit, they're going through a series called The Path to Simplicity. Today's post, A System of Too Much. Here's a smidge. Most of us have grown up with a capitalist worldview, which makes a virtue and goal out of accumulation, consumption, and collecting. It has taught us to assume, quite falsely, that more is better. It's hard for us to recognize this unsustainable and unhappy trap because it's the only game in town. When parents perform multiple duties all day into the night, that's the story their children absorb. I produce, therefore I am, and I consume, therefore I am. Two more smidges. Possessions and soul seem to operate in inverse proportion to one another. Only through simplicity can we find deep contentment instead of perpetually striving and living unsatisfied. Simple living is the foundational social justice teaching of Jesus. Here it is, last part. Francis of Assisi knew that climbing ladders to nowhere would never make us happy nor create peace and justice on earth. Too many have to stay at the bottom of the ladder so some can be at the top. Living simply helps us level the playing field and offer abundance and enough to all, regardless of our status or state of belonging to religion or group. I love the ladder analogy. Someone's climbing, so someone's got to stay at the bottom. I think of it this way, like in the world we live in currently, the United States is just using up all of the world's resources to the detriment of everywhere else, which leads to global warming, which leads to rising sea levels, which is only hurting the people in Africa. Bad analogy, right. But it is one.
It's interesting. My favorite quote from the whole article was, it said, "We have enough for everyone, but we don't have enough for everyone's greed." Ooh. And I was like, oh, yeah, that'll hit home. It's interesting that St. Francis he's a Franciscan monk, a Franciscan brother.
Friar.
So he often references Francis in his teachings. Francis was a wealthy, wealthy dude. When he was born into a wealthy merchant's family, he was loaded with cash. So he lived a very opulent life before he became an aesthetic, somebody who gave up everything. And I believe that there's something to be said about that to be aware of. You and I have never been uber rich and probably never will be uber rich.
Well, you keep telling me the Smarticle podcast is going to make us rich.
Literally could have predicted you were going to say that. But let's just assume we're not going to ever get rich.
I would assume that.
I think that we win in the sense that we have to appreciate what's in front of us. We don't have so much that we could just do whatever we want whenever we want. It forces us to be grateful for what we have. The part from this article that really struck a nerve with me is I work at home. I have my own little business here.
Yeah.
And I could work 12 hours, 13, 14 hours a day easily. And I have to cut myself off because my litmus test is my family. I say, hey, at 5 o'clock,
it's quitting time.
I'm done. Well, it's quitting time in the sense because I don't want to take that time away from my family. We have an 8-year-old and she's we're going to turn around and she's going to be an 18-year-old and off to college. And I don't want to miss that. So for me, that's my aestheticism. That's what forces me to say, I don't need more. I could do as much as I can. So I need to be more disciplined in what I do during the day and stuff like that. But ultimately, because I set my own schedule. So I could do whatever I want.
Is 8-year-old Maple watching her parents climb the ladder and she's saying, hey, I want to climb the ladder?
No. Nah, her parents are not ladder climbers. We're just people doing the best we can.
Oh, that's cute. All right.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
All right.
I mean, what about in the Olsen house? I know you have one view and your lady love has a different view.
No, they're definitely
successful.
Nobody's climbing a ladder in my house, but we're doing lots of things. So I definitely, that quote resonated with me. I forget what it is, like, your kids are watching. I can't find it.
Right. Your climb or whatever. Right.
Yeah. Your kids are watching. And to make ends meet in San Francisco, we're just not gazillionaires. And so we got to grind it out, which means we're busy a lot. And so I definitely see them watching us going like, wow, they work that hard.
What things are they doing that require so much more of your material, like money?
It's not necessarily the kids. It's
no, I know, but I do know that your kids are highly involved in lots of different things, sports, this, that, and the other thing. I mean, when you were a kid growing up in Whittier, when I was a kid growing up in Cloverdale, I mean, there wasn't a lot of that stuff. You just kind of did whatever you did. Different generation. I get it. I get it. I'm simply saying that are we teaching our kids the right things by allowing them to do whatever? I don't know. That's a real honest question. I worry about that with my own kid.
I mean, I love that you went grandpa when we grew up because there were no AAU basketball teams. There were no club. You just played sports.
I know, but you don't have to play AAU basketball.
You don't, but if you want to be on your high school team, I'm not talking about professional or college or anything. If you want to be on your high school team, you got to play these days. You do.
Okay. Everybody says that. I mean, is that true?
I mean, you literally got to. None of my kids are going to be even think about being college athletes, and I don't want them to. But to be on their high school team, they have to play a lot because everybody's good.
But, I mean, is that what's important to play on their high school team?
You know, but the thing about for us, you know, we could go down the rabbit hole.
No, I mean, I'm curious.
We could go down the rabbit hole with athletics. The reason they're involved in athletics is because we lived in an 800-square-foot apartment, and we needed to be out of the house most of the time. So we started playing sports, and now we're kind of in the cycle of it where they like it, in theory. So we're in it. That's where it started from, and now we're in the midst of it.
Okay, but let's remove you and I from the comedy. We're just normal, everyday Joes with kids and everything. But I do feel like something has shifted in terms of, we talked about having too much stuff and all that. We recently did a show on Jerry Seinfeld saying, I'm going to give everything away.
He didn't say he was going to give everything away.
I know, but my point is like simplifying your life. I kind of wonder to what degree have we not all been fooled into thinking that we can't not do that because that's the way it's done now. You know, you have to be on AAU or you have to do this. Is that true? I don't know. I mean, I honestly don't know. Is that true? I'm struggling with that right now. We're at a crossroads because we sort of are at this point where Mabel's got to commit.
Put her on the Dolphins. Put her on the Dolphins.
I mean, it's the Crocs, but she loves swimming. I don't want to do it, but she also loves basketball. She loves soccer. She loves gymnastics. Okay. She loves all this stuff. So at some point, we're going to have to figure out what we're doing. We don't have as much of a struggle doing a lot of things as you guys do in San Francisco because it's easier to get things. And it's just easier. There's easier access. But I do wonder to what degree does she watch? I don't even know if we know how to just hang out anymore. Do you guys just know how to hang out and just chill?
Yeah, I will say my family likes to be together. That's one, like, we love to, we could play. There's a number of games we can play. We love to watch movies together. We could put on music and just drink Cokes and hang out. That's probably when I'm at my happiest, when we're just all, we don't have any things to do.
Yeah.
My wife is puzzling.
But what about your wife? I know she's always doing
something. She is constantly in motion. When she's puzzling and drinking, like she's puzzling and sitting stillish, that's good.
Ooh. Still adjacent.
Still adjacent.
Back to the article and the God Talk Friday part of this whole thing is that I am a firm believer, and I know you are a firm believer, is that much of what we think is an absolute is not an absolute. There is a mystery in God. But the one thing that we're sort of both in agreement on for sure is that you need to slow down and listen. You introduced 5 seconds of silence into this show to force the people that tune into this show to have 5 seconds of silence in their day. because so few of us get any silence in our day. And I think that that's something that this sort of references. It's not just like, I'm going to give everything away, because people do that and then they collect it all again. It's changing your lifestyle. That's what we're talking about here. It's not just, I'm going to give it all away to the poor. Well, okay. But then do you go out and start another company and build it all up again? I remember when I was, I don't know, middle school, my mom took us to a Pentecostal church for my little Catholic Amen. Church. And they were doing, this was back in the day when you burned rock and roll records because of backward masking. Ooh, remember that? Does that yeah. term sound familiar to you? It was like the devil's in the record. Yeah. And so they're like, go, and they had record, I remember we went to the church and they had this big thing, bring your rock and roll records and they're going to put it in a pile and burn it. I remember being so afraid of the devil in the music that I was like, yeah, I had this fairly good for a middle school kid, fairly good music collection for a poor middle school kid. I remember I threw all my cassette tapes into the pile. And then later on, I collected them all again because I really love music. So my point being is that there has to be a substantive change in order for it to work.
That's true. I think the last thing, one of my mantras when I go and greet the sun in the morning is help God, universe, whatever you want to call, help me to enjoy the small things, not the big things. Big things take a lot of production, but like just sitting enjoying the sun, clouds moving by, freckles on my kid's face. Like if you can enjoy the small things, you're going to have lots of things to enjoy because there's lots of them out there. And so I really want the creator to help me way more enjoy the small things than the big things.
Yeah, that's a good word there, Lawrence. I think we can all agree that the small things in life are all around us. We just have to pay attention to them. But I'd like to thank you for teaching us all how to take a minute or 5 seconds even of silence to appreciate the small things in life.